Job chapter 28. Surely there is a mine for silver, and a place where they refine gold. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is smelted from stone. Man puts an end to darkness, and searches out to the farthest regions for ore in deep darkness. He sinks a shaft far from where men inhabit. They are forgotten by travelers, far from others who dangle back and forth. As for the earth, out of it comes bread, but underneath it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the place of sapphires, and its dust contains gold. No bird of prey knows that path, nor has the falcon's eye ever seen it. The proud beasts have not walked there, nor has the fierce lion passed by there. He puts forth his hand to work on the flinty rock. He overturns the mountains by their base. He cuts out tunnels through the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He has searched the sources of streams, and the hidden things he brings out to the light. But where can wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Humans do not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me." It cannot be gotten for gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be valued by the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or sapphire. Gold and glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention can be made of coral or crystal, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued with pure gold. Where, then, does wisdom come from? Where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living, and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, "We have heard a rumor about it with our ears." God understands the way to it, and he knows its place, for he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. He gave wind its pressure and measured out how much rain should fall. He made the law for the rain and made a path for the thunderbolt. Then he saw wisdom and assessed it. He established it and carefully scrutinized it. Then he said to humans, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding."